Okay, walking around, I've seen a number of people with T-shirts that have the word affliction written across them in large letters, and I feel I should have one of those T-shirts in my role as the project guy here. So we've been, with everybody that's been active in Genie Spiral 1, we've been going through and we've been kind of doing annual project reviews for things that were funded under Solicitation 1. So let me remind some of you and inform others. So Solicitation 1 had the notion of funding things for 1 year with two option years. Then in addition, we are hoping to get a Solicitation 2 funding round going, but I'm not talking about that here. I'm talking about the Solicitation 1 funding, and what about those option years? So the goal of the next 5 minutes or so is to just let you know what's going on during this project review, what we intend to do next, and to, you know, make it really visible so that you can correct our mistakes now, right? Obviously, we do make mistakes. We're people. And if, in fact, you're a little off track, this will we're doing the reviews now, so you have another couple months to get back on track by the end of Spiral 1. Okay, so let me remind you of this seemingly innocuous wording in the GPO solicitations. Successful proposals will receive subcontracts. These are not grants. These are subcontracts. And down at the bottom, funded efforts will receive ongoing review by the GPO for Genie relevant progress. And so that's been going on all through the year, right? We've been talking with you. But in particular, in kind of a formal way, during these annual project reviews. And the bullet below that is efforts with ongoing inability to make progress will be terminated. So this is very different from a grant. And we have structured everything as 1 year of funding and two option years. So we're getting near the end of the first year of funding. So here's where we are. We've conducted annual reviews, I believe, with all but one project. That's Dave Anderson, who's off hiking, and so he wasn't available for the review. Most clusters came to Cambridge in person, face-to-face, and we apologize for this extra travel. I wish we'd known a year ago that we were thinking of doing this, but we hadn't quite figured that out. And so we sat down in a group and discussed what were the achievements thus far, 10 months in. You can see what this feels like to me, anyway. So what have been the challenges, right? Realistically, now that we have a little experience, what are the challenges in this whole thing? And to begin the initial planning for Spiral 2, right? Let's start talking about what would make sense. The goal there was that the GPO and everybody in the cluster would come to a shared understanding of how we doing, right? And that's hard, because all of us have different perceptions of things. We did the same thing with solitary projects, projects that did not have, you know, strong interactions with other projects over the phone rather than acquire people to come in. Then we went through, and I believe we correctly corrected the Genie Wiki to say how are things going against all those milestones. And then we're going to use the milestone completion status as inputs to our annual review. It is not, you know, it is not an open and shut thing, right? The milestone status does not equal the funding decision, but it's an input. It's how it's been going. You know, Tolstoy said all happy families are the same, but every unhappy family is different. And I think the same is true for projects by and large. There are many, many reasons why projects can have trouble. And so, you know, understanding that, like, for example, somebody got sick, right? I mean, there's many, many reasons. So we hope the GPO correctly understands what's really going on. But of course, you know, it's always our understanding. Okay, so what's going to happen next? That's what, you know, everybody that's had a Solicitation 1 funding has been through. So the next step is we are going to go ahead and exercise options for the large majority of the projects, right? Because a very surprisingly large number of the projects are really doing well, right? So you should take at least 15 seconds to say, wow, you know, whew, made it through that year. So as quickly as we can, we would like to exercise your options, get you your year two funding so there's no gap or something, And it's conceivable, if some projects get whacked a little or shut down, that there will be a little more money, you know, not a huge sum, but a little more money for year two. And so, you know, your option, you'll get at least what you asked for, and conceivably there's a little bit extra that you can get as well. Okay, some of the projects we believe are having trouble. And so what we would like to do is work with those projects, yes, even more GPO involvement. You know, how good does life get? But work with you guys and try to make sure that you make it through and, you know, achieve most of your goals by the end of Spiral 1. If you do that, you know, if you successfully make it through the next couple months and recover, then we'll exercise your options. But if you don't, you know, we may not exercise your options. So that's kind of what's going to happen in the next 2 months, kind of the sprint to October 1st. Okay, you will soon, I don't know what the definition of soon is, but it's kind of weeks rather than years, you'll soon know definitively where you stand. I've already told you the large majority will have their options exercised, and I'm going to show you some charts so you'll be able to kind of guess, you know, and for most people I think it'll be a very obvious guess. I'm showing things in terms of, this is, you know, standard project management kind of stuff. I'm showing it in terms of colored bars. So you've already seen all the information in this in terms of the milestones, right? They're all on the wiki. We've gone through it in person. It's been written down, but now you're going to see it in colors. Okay, so this kind of gives an emotional reaction, but it's the same information you've already seen. And for those of you who are not used to project management, red is bad. Green is good. Yellow is, you know, kind of so-so. Red is bad. And a lot of red indicates a problem. Okay, let's begin with Cluster E. I'm going to kind of talk you through at the top, you know, the various projects and how we're coloring these things, and then also the GPO assessment of the cluster's strengths as a cluster and the concerns that the GPO has about this cluster. Concern does not mean, you know, you're in danger. This is just a concern that we have. So up at the top, Orbit has had a series of milestones, which are the bars. They have been, if you read down at the bottom, less than a week late for each of those milestones. And the diamond-shaped things means this is kind of a difficult integration task that they had to do in this project. And that's colored green in the top because they did it. If you look, actually some of the things they have completed way early. They're due in, you know, this coming October, but they're already done. So this is, you know, this is a pretty smoothly functioning set of projects and a pretty smoothly functioning cluster. And then I'm not going to read aloud the strengths and the weaknesses there. I will be glad to talk with you. You know, these are our assessments and our perceptions, and so obviously our judgment is involved here. Okay, here is Cluster B, and this is kind of more of a mixed bag. Again, you know, each of these is a milestone, and so yellow means, if you read down at the bottom, it's somewhere between a week and 2 months late, but it is done. Green obviously means done on time. The, you know, little warning sign, the exclamation mark inside a triangle, means it's more than 2 months late and it's not done. Right, so this is something that is an active concern to us, that it's not only was done late, but it actually isn't done yet, right? So we better keep on top of this. And then kind of a little reminder of your childhood, you know, blue stars are, wow, they delivered something that, you know, they never promised to deliver. It's really useful. How cool is that? You know, so you get a blue star if somewhere in the course of the year you just did some really interesting and useful stuff. Again, I'm not going to read aloud the strengths and concerns. But you can kind of see this is a mixed thing here. Okay, here's Cluster C. And Cluster C is another. You know, these are, my take personally is that these are large and complicated clusters. There's a lot of integration that has to be done, and that's by no means trivial. But here you're seeing, you know, a couple things that have some warning signs on them. Many are doing reasonably well. Right, so it's kind of a mixed thing as to how this is doing. And Cluster A, you know, this is the only one, I believe, where The GPO and the project have not come to a shared understanding. So I'm presenting the GPO's understanding, but you know, we should be very upfront. This is not a shared understanding about the project status. We're going to try to come to a shared understanding, but we haven't done it yet. Okay, here's how the non-cluster projects, these are kind of the individual projects, are doing. Again, it's kind of a mixed bag. Some are doing pretty well. Some are doing less well. And you can see a couple of them are actually rather short study projects. So that's kind of, you know, how it looked for this year. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a little bit more. Cluster D is also really actually doing quite well. All the projects in it are doing well. I think, you know, a lot of the integration and so on has been going quite smoothly. So this is kind of a happy news cluster here. I would like to call out one thing. Under cluster concerns, we say this is an immature control framework with little or no existing research or user base. Now, we are well aware that not everybody started at the same place. Some projects that started in Gini had been underway for 6 or 8 years. Some are very new. So this is a concern, but this is not a slam against this. Right? They're just less mature than the others, and we're aware of this. Okay, so what are the next steps based on that? So we are going to go ahead as fast as we can and exercise options for a large majority of the projects. Right? And so that's, you know, it's going to go through your contracts people or whatever, but we're going to try to turn on those options. You know, this is like a Victorian plumbing system. The money will eventually get to you, but I think it'll get to you without, you know, any funding gaps or anything. Hopefully, knock on wood. And as I said, we're going to work with the projects that appear to be having trouble and see there's still 2 more months, can they kind of get back on track and, you know, get things working by the end of Spiral 1? Okay, that is it. Let me just say as one last thing. So I believe that the Spiral 1 goals were, maybe to call it insanely ambitious is a little bit overstating it, but they were certainly very, very, very ambitious. And I am extremely impressed at how well people have done. It is an unbelievable level of achievement this year, both in doing your individual stuff and getting it to work together. So I think this project is now positioned in a fantastic way for the next year, right? Several of the clusters have things up, kind of integrated, getting going, and it's really going to be amazing to see how this thing unfolds over the coming year. Okay, enough from me talking now. If you have any comments or any feedback on this or anything else we've been doing, you know, there's the mics. Or if you prefer to, you know, catch me in a dark corner, and you know, I'll find a dark corner out there somewhere. Please.
Coordinated or related are the milestones that you just walked through, which is the official on the wiki progress is being made. How representative that is to your gut feeling about how it's going?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So my feeling is we, the GPO, did an okay to fair job of milestone definition for year one. I don't think any of us really understood what the work to be done was. And so, you know, it's somewhat correlated with the actual work to do. My recommendation to the groups, you know, we've kind of thrown something over the wall as to, hey, here's a set of things you could do in Spiral 2. You should pick milestones. You know, you should be defining the milestones, and you should define ones that really make sense to you and explain to us what they are for year 2. In short, you know, we did a fair job in year 1. Hopefully we can do a somewhat better job in year 2. Okay, well, if there's no more, you know, public yelling, So lunch is out there, and let me remind you that there is a Fire Genie workshop by invitation, which is going to start really in about 5 minutes. So for that, you ought to grab your lunch and head in if you've been invited to it. And thank you very much. We'll see you in Salt Lake City.